Adam, you've been fiddling with your computer. What are you doing there?
I'm in the midst of a game jam, and I love game jams because they're fun.
You'll have to explain.
Yes, game jam. Okay, so look, the idea is that you've got...
You crunch all these games together and make a nice spread for your vegetables.
Which would be kind of fun, yes, but no, that's not the aim. What happens is we get a random selection of programmers and graphic artists and various other people who turn up on a day at a venue, and we're given, depending on the game jam, anything between about 4 hours, which is the shortest I've been to, and 48 hours to produce a full computer game or board game. Board games are normally allowed, tabletop games, in sort of produce it in working order within, on a theme that's announced on our arrival.
As a group project? Or?
Well, we break up into teams. So, right. And again, it's often... Sometimes you plan ahead and you've got a team, but yep. I don't like doing that. I like to turn up and find out what random people I'm going to be working with today. And you're assigned a random... In my case, because I'm there as a coder, I'm normally assigned a random graphic artist. And we've got, a few hours and... The shortest I said was 4, but generally about 10 hours, 12 hours, something like that. And the longest that I've been to is 48 hours, and then you just don't sleep. You've got 2 days of coding to make a game, but you can release at the end of it.
Yeah.
Damn fun. Okay, damn funny if you're a coder and you like programming, or a graphic designer and you like designing games.
Right, I understand you had a bit of a problem with jealousy in your current game.
Oh, well, this one's not bad. As I said, the theme is announced when you arrive. The previous last one I went to was Beneath the Sea, which was Underneath the Surface, which was, we made a penguin game because we like penguins. Yeah. This just works. And then the one before that was really weird because that was the game based on the theme was there is an old woman in the cabin. The fire is burning low and the wind is howling through the trees, and we had to make a game based around that. And this time it's tourist locations to fit moods. So, where you would go if you want to feel jealousy or you wanted to feel anger or whatever the mood might be based on a series of posters.
Okay.
So that make it interesting. Yeah, this one I didn't know how we were going to tackle it. The last couple, Beneath the Surface, anyone can do that.
Mm.
I mean, that's easy to work to.
Yeah.
Just as long as you don't want to be too dull.
Lemmings.
Yes, and the one about the old woman in the woods, that one really went a bit odd. By the time we were finished,
I can see that actually. Just the description of it.
We had a really good graphic designer, or two really good graphic designers, and I was a coder in that team again. And we were talking about it, and they thought, well, there's grandma, and she's stuck in this hut, and it's cursed. And when the fire burns out, grandma will die. And you're playing her grandchild who has to go and solve various mysteries to free grandma. And we had 8 hours. And then we thought, I know, we'll do it in the style of Bali Shadow Puppets.
I can see
exactly that. Why it's a bit of a mystery, sure. But we'll do it in Bali Shadow Puppets.
Nice graphic design.
Yeah. It looked great. We got to work with it. The graphic designer, she's brilliant. She made a really good-looking grandmother who was so evil we don't want to save her. She just looks wrong. She looks great, but bear-like hands and massive claws. I really like her. So the end result was that I'm currently repurposing it into Baba Yaga, and in order to keep and rather than you having to save her, you play Baba Yaga hunting down children and putting them on your fire. And the hut every so often gets up on chicken legs and moves around, and you'll find it again later on.
Excellent. Okay, I like the sound of that.
That's such a cool idea.
Yeah, we're enjoying that one.
Yep.
The penguin game we haven't gone very far. With today's one, we've got this idea of a god game where all of these people have shown up at an island, and in order to win, you have to make them feel a particular mood that you've been given. So some will be playing anger and some will be playing jealousy and so on. And so you do things to them, as in give them gifts.
Yep.
And so if they want something, then giving it to them makes them happy. Or it might make them angry or might make them sad.
Mm.
Or giving it to someone else might make them jealous.
Right.
And so you've got to work out what things to give them based on various cues in order to keep this ticking over and score points. And so far, I mean, damn good graphic designer. Again, I got paired twice with really good graphic designers, so it's going really well.